Let us first turn to the book of James.
我们请先翻到雅各书。
James chapter 3 verse 13 to 17.
雅各书第三章13到17节。
James chapter 3 verse 13 to 17. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy.
你们中间谁有智慧的，有智慧有见识的呢？他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话抵挡真理真道。这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的，属情欲的，属鬼魔的。在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
Today I would like to share on this topic of heavenly wisdom.
今天我想交通属天的智慧。
This may sound like a high topic, but it's no different than needing a renewed mind.
这个听起来是一个很高的题目，但其实它跟心意的更新是一样的。
This is no different than seeing things the way God sees them.
这个其实是跟我们从神的角度看问题是一样的。
And so I want to look at this from two perspectives.
我想从两个方面看这个问题。
First, I want to see why it's so dangerous if our mind is only full of earthly wisdom.
第一个，我想交通，假如我们都是属地的智慧，有多么的危险。
And second, I want to show why it's important and necessary to have this heavenly wisdom.
接下来，我想交通，有属天的智慧是多么的必须，多么的重要。
I'll give a few examples, but my main example will come from Numbers chapter 13 and 14, which is the incident regarding the 12 spies sent to Canaan.
我会给一些例子，但我主要的例子来自于民数记13-14章，主要是12个探子去窥探迦南地。
The brothers the past couple of weeks have already been sharing on this passage, so I won't read the background, I'll just point out specific verses.
我们弟兄在前一周有交通到这个，所以我不会交通一些背景，我只会指出一些例子。
Let us first look at earthly wisdom.
我们先看属地的智慧。
I want to read a couple more Bible verses.
我想再读几节圣经。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 5.
我们读约翰一书第五节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 19.
约翰一书第五章十九节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 19. We know that we are of God and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
我们知道我们是属神的。全世界都握在那恶者手下。
And one more verse in 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14.
哥林多前书第二章十四节。
But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned.
然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
So the first thing I want to point out is that this earthly wisdom is just how the world sees things.
第一点我想交通的，这个属地的智慧就是世上的人怎么看事情。
If we look back in the passage in James, one thing it says is that this earthly wisdom is self-seeking.
假如我们看回刚刚我们读雅各书的经节，我们知道属地的智慧是为着自己自私的。
What is self-seeking? It means it seeks the interest of yourself.
为着自己就是说我只为我自己的利益而寻求。
It is selfish, focused on what you want.
我只为着我想要的所寻求。
And it is the exact opposite of denying yourself.
这个是跟舍己否定自己完全是相反。
So if with our mouths we're saying deny yourself, yet we're filled with earthly wisdom, we see that this is a conflict.
我们口中说我们要舍己，但我们心里满是我自己的利益，其实这是一个矛盾。
So we already see here how dangerous having this earthly wisdom is.
所以我们看见有这个属地的智慧有多么的危险。
Then I want to also look at verse 15.
我也想看雅各书三章十五节。
I want to share with you Darby's translation because I think it's a little clearer.
我想分享达密的翻译。
He says, this is not the wisdom which comes down from above, but earthly, natural, devilish.
他说这个智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的，属情欲的，属鬼魔的。
And so, I think we understand the first two that, okay, this wisdom is not from above, so it's earthly and natural.
我想我们能够理解前两个，这个智慧是属地的，属情欲的。
But when we look at the last one, it says devilish.
但我们看最后一个，他说属鬼魔的。
That doesn't seem quite right.
这好像听起来不是很对。
That my thoughts are from Satan, from the devil?
我的思想是从鬼魔来的吗？
Maybe not all of my thoughts are good, but some of my thoughts are good.
或者我不是全部的思念都是好的，但有一些我的思想是好的。
I think I do some good things with my life.
我在我一生中我做过一些好的事情。
So how can this be from the devil?
怎么可能是从鬼魔来的呢？
But I think this is very clear when we look at the passage in 1 John.
当我们看见约翰一书的时候，我们会很清楚
that the whole world is under the sway of the wicked one.
全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
We, of course, we know the wicked one is the devil, is Satan.
我们知道恶者就是恶魔，就是魔鬼。
So if our earthly wisdom is from the world,
假如我们的属地的智慧是从世界来的
and the whole world is under Satan,
这个世界在恶者的手下
we can see.How our wisdom is from Satan.
我们就看见我们的智慧其实是从鬼魔魔鬼来的。
And we can also see this in examples in the Bible.
我们也可以从圣经中的例子能够看到。
When Peter told the Lord to not go to Jerusalem, he didn't want him to die.
当彼得跟主耶稣说你不要去耶路撒冷，彼得不想主耶稣死。
Peter did this out of the good intention of his heart.
彼得是从心里面他好的一个意图去说这个话。
But what was Jesus' response?
但主耶稣怎么回答呢？
He said, get behind me, Satan.
他说魔鬼退我后面去吧。
That somehow this good intention in his heart had come from Satan.
甚至我们心里面一些好的意图都是从魔鬼来的。
And let us also considering service to the Lord with an earthly mind.
甚至有时候我们想到我们地上一些属地的眼光。
If we try to serve the Lord from how we think or how the world has taught us to serve someone.
假如我们服侍主是来自于我自己怎样想服侍主，或者来自世界怎么服侍。
In that day, what will the Lord say of us?
在那天主会怎么评价我们呢？
He'll say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
主说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
He calls us lawless because we did whatever we want, not what the Lord wanted.
他叫我们这些是作恶的人，因为我们不是按着他心意做，我们是按着我心里所想的去做。
So I hope that we can see that this earthly mind, our natural mind, is actually so much more dangerous than we could think.
所以我们想知道这个属地的、这个属情欲的智慧，其实比我们想的更加的危险。
That this earthly mind actually comes from Satan.
这个属地的智慧是从撒旦来的。
And so because of that, there's no way we can be pleasing to God.
因着这样，我们不可能讨主的喜悦。
And then I want to look at verse 16.
然后我想看十六节
It says that there is confusion there.
他在那里说在那里有扰乱的事就是迷惑的事
No wonder we can't understand the things of God.
怪不得我们不能够明白神的事
We also see in the verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14
我们看哥林多前书二章十四节
That the natural man or we could say the earthly mind does not receive or understand the things of God.
他说属血气的人就是说属地的这个智慧是不能够领会属灵的事。
Why is it? Because these things are spiritually discerned. We cannot understand these things with our worldly perspective.
因为这些事是属灵的我们不可能用着我属地的智慧去领会这些事。
We can analyze it with the best techniques the world has, but we cannot understand the things of God this way.
我们可以用世上最先进的科技去分析这些事但我们其实不能够领会。
And brothers and sisters, do we see how dangerous it is if we bring in confusion?
弟兄姊妹，我们看见这有多危险，因为这样会带进迷惑。
How can we be a pillar in the house of God if we cannot discern what is from God and what is not?
我们怎么在神的家中做柱子呢？假如我们都不能分辨什么是对的，什么是错的。
How can we be a testimony for the Lord if we do not know what is the truth?
假如我们都不能知道到底什么是真理，我们如何做见证呢？
And if we do not know what is the truth, how can we even stand in the truth?
假如我们都不知道什么是真理，更何况讲到我们站在真理的那一边呢？
Instead of blocking what is not from God and needs to be blocked, and letting in what is from God and good, we have in fact done the opposite.
假如我们不是把该抵挡的抵挡住，该进来的进来，可能我们在做的完全相反的事情。
And think about how scary that is, that we have blocked what is from God, and we have let in what is not from God and what should be blocked.
我们看见这有多可怕，我们抵挡住从神来的，反而不从神来的，我们让他进来。
And that's why it also says here, every evil thing is there.
所以这里面他讲到说，各样的坏事。
Isn't that very scary, brothers and sisters?
这是不是非常的可怕呢？
That our mind is from Satan, and here is every evil thing.
当我们的智慧是从撒旦来的，就各样的坏事。
And I want to point out an example of the 12 spies who spied out the land of Canaan.
我想用12个探子去窥探迦南地作为例子。
The Bible tells us that these were leaders of their tribes.
圣经告诉我们说，他们是每个支派的首领。
They are supposed to lead the people to follow God.
他们应该是带领会众去认识神，去跟从神。
But we see there were 10 spies who had an earthly view and misled the people.
但因着这十个探子，他有着地上的观念，他反而把整个神的百姓带错了。
And all the congregation of Israel had this earthly view as well.
整一个神的会众都有一个属地的眼光。
And we see the danger here is that the earthly view blinded them.
我们看这有个危险，属地的眼光让他们瞎了。
What did they want to do?
他们要怎么做呢？
They wanted to go back to Egypt.
他们想回到埃及。
They rejected the truth.
他们拒绝真理。
They did not think, they did disobey God and did not think they could go to the land of Canaan.
他们不顺服神，他们觉得他们不可能进入迦南地。
But even more scary,
更可怕的是，
they wanted to kill the people who bore the truth.
他们想把行真理的人杀掉。
But they wanted to stone Joshua and Caleb with stones.
他们想把约书亚和加勒用石头打死。
Brothers and sisters, this is so scary when we look at it.
这其实是非常可怕的，当我们想这个事情。
So I hope that this is not something that we look at lightly.
所以我希望这个不是我们所轻忽的一个事情。
Or we don't say, oh, I know I have earthly wisdom, but it's so hard to have heavenly wisdom.
我们不能说我就是有属地的智慧，属天的智慧太难了。
We can't give ourselves a pass and say, oh, this is for the elderly brothers, for the leaders, and then they will just tell me what to do.
我们不能就让自己过这个事情，说这就是年长弟兄的，是带领弟兄们他们所要有的事情。
Because if our mind is not renewed from this earthly wisdom to this heavenly wisdom,then we, in fact, we cannot even follow the Lord.
假如我们的心思不被更新到一个属天的智慧，我们根本不可能跟从我们的主。
That we will only be bringing trouble into our lives and trouble into God's house.
我们只会把扰乱、麻烦带进我们的生活，带进到聚会当中。
So I hope we can see the danger of this earthly wisdom.
所以我们希望我们看到属地的智慧有多么的危险。
And now I want to look at the positive side, the importance of having this heavenly wisdom.
接下来我想看见，想一起看积极的一面，属天的智慧它有什么果效。
And again, we'll first look at the verse in James. This will be chapter 3, verse 13.
首先我们看雅各书三章十三节。
It says that if you have the heavenly wisdom, it will be shown by your good conduct.
他上面说，假如你有属天的智慧，这个智慧是能够显出善行的。
And in verse 17, it shows what some of these conducts are.
17节就讲了善行是什么，有什么善行。
It says that it is pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy.
他说从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
And we know that these are our characteristics of our Lord.
我们知道这就是我们主的特性。
And the one I want to point out is willing to yield.
有一件事我想指出的就是柔顺，我愿意屈服下来。
And immediately here we can see that heavenly wisdom and earthly wisdom are completely opposite.
我们在这里就看到属天的智慧跟属地智慧是完全相反。
Whereas earthly wisdom is self-seeking, heavenly wisdom, I deny my rights.
属地的智慧是我为着自己，属天的智慧是我否定自己。
So I hope we can see because they're so different, we cannot even think that we can have both.
所以因着这两个事情是完全相反的，我们不可能想我两个都有。
We know that Josh and Caleb had this heavenly wisdom.
我们知道约书亚和加勒他有这个属天的智慧。
That's how they were able to see things differently from the ten spies.
所以他们能够跟其他的十个探子看事情能够看得完全不一样。
But I want to look at another story in the Bible.
但我想看圣经里面的另外一个故事。
Let us turn to the book of 2 Kings.
我们看列王记下。
2 Kings chapter 6 verse 15 to 17.
列王记下第六章十五到十七节。
Second Kings chapter 6 verse 15 to 17.
列王记下六章十五到十七节。
And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, Alas, my master, what shall we do? So he answered, Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them.And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
神人的仆人清早起来出去，看见车马军兵围困了城。仆人对神人说，哀哉，我主啊，我们怎么行才好呢？神人说，不要惧怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。以利沙祷告说，耶和华，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他能看见。耶和华开他的眼目，他就看见满山有火车火马围绕以利沙。
So we see here the king of Syria sent an army and surrounded the city.
我们看见亚述的军队围困了这个城。
And Elisha and his servant were there.
神以利沙的仆人在那里。
And the servant did not have this heavenly wisdom.
这个仆人他没有属天的眼光。
He was terrified. He saw his circumstances. They were surrounded by their enemies.
当他看见这个情况，当他看见我们被军车马兵围困，他心里就慌张。
This army is so great, he felt it is hopeless.
他觉得这个军队是多么的厉害，他觉得很绝望。
They were about to be crushed by their enemies.
我觉得我要被这个军队给粉碎了。
But what was Elisha's prayer?
但以利沙怎么祷告呢？
He said, I pray, open his eyes that he may see.
以利沙说，开这少年人的眼目。
May this also be our prayer to the Lord.
愿这就是我们向着主的祷告。
Lord, open my eyes that I can see.
主啊，开我的眼目，让我能看见。
That I can see that those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
让我们看见与我们同在的，与比他们同在的更多。
The one who is on our side is greater than all the enemies.
与我们同在的，比与他们同在的更大。
If God is for us,Who can be against us?
若神帮助我们，有谁能抵挡我们呢？
No matter how great a difficulty in our lives,
无论我们生活中有多大的难处，
No matter what trial or tribulation we are going through,
无论我们的试炼有多大，
We need to pray to the Lord, open my eyes, I can see things the way you see them.
我们要向主祷告，主啊，开我的眼睛，让我看这个事情，就像你看这个事情一样。
I can see, Lord, that you are in control and you are greater than all these things in my life.
让我们看见说，主啊，你仍然在掌权，你比这些事情更大。
And so we see that with heavenly wisdom, there will be a different action. There will be this conduct.
我们看见说，属天的智慧总是带下善行的。
That when difficulties come to our lives, our actions will reveal whether we truly have this heavenly wisdom or not.
当我们遇见困难的时候，我们所行的就表现出我是否有这个属天的智慧。
We can't say, oh, I'm just going to live how I want to live. Then when I need this heavenly wisdom, oh, I earnestly pray to the Lord and use this here. And then when I don't need it, I put it away.
我们不能够说我就按着我所要的生活。当我需要的时候，我祷告神，神啊，给我属天的智慧。当我不需要的时候，我就把它放在一边。
It does not work that way.
弟兄姊妹，这个没用的。
Because it is the difficult circumstances that reveals whether we have this heavenly wisdom or not.
因为是这个困难的情况显出我们有没有这个属天的智慧。
And so I hope that we can see whether it's in decisions that we make.
所以我想我们看见我们所做的决定。
Or whether it's how we react to certain things.
我们对一件事情我们的反应
or whether how we see certain things
或者我们怎么看一件事情
I hope that we'll be able to really see whether we truly have this heavenly wisdom or not.
这些事情帮助我们看见，其实我里面有没有属天的智慧。
Whether our reaction is different from how the world reacts, different from how the world sees things.
我的反应是不是跟世人的反应是一样的呢？
And now I want to share two lessons we can learn from how Moses, Joshua, and Caleb reacted after the Israelites refused to enter the land of Canaan.
接下来我想交通两个事情，当以色列人拒绝进入迦南地的时候，摩西、约书亚跟加勒他们是怎么反应的。
But first, I want to read Numbers chapter 14, verse 4 to 6.
第一个我想读民数记14章5到6节。
4到6节。
4到6节。
Numbers 14, verse 4 to 6. So they said to one another, Let us select a leader and return to Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes.
众人彼此说，我们不如立一个首领回埃及去吧。摩西、亚伦就俯伏在以色列全会众面前，窥探地的人中，嫩的儿子约书亚和耶弗尼的儿子加勒撕裂衣服。
So we see the Israelites believed the bad report of the ten spies, wanted to return back to Egypt.
So 我们看见说，以色列的会众，他们相信了那十个探子所说的，他们说我们要回去埃及。
What was Moses' reaction?
摩西怎么反应呢？
Then Moses judged them that, oh, you are such terrible people.
摩西是不是论断他们说，你们真是很糟糕？
Well, what did Moses do? He and Aaron fell on their face before the children of Israel.
摩西和亚伦在神的儿女面前俯伏在地。
What about Joshua and Caleb?
约书亚和加勒呢？
Did they despise their brethren for wanting to go back?
他们是不是轻看那些要回去的弟兄姊妹呢？
It says here they tore their clothes.
这里说他们撕裂他们的衣服。
Instead of feeling anger towards their brethren, they felt sadness.
他们没有对他们的弟兄姊妹生气，反而他们觉得心里很忧伤。
Why was their heart sorrowful? Because the rest of the Israelites did not have this heavenly wisdom.
为什么他们心里忧伤呢？因为其余的以色列人，他们没有这个属天的眼光。
Could not see that God had given them this land. They had to just go in and possess it.
他们没有看见说，主已经把这地赐给你了，你只要进去得着这个地。
And so this first point, I guess the point I want to share is they brought the matter before the Lord.
所以第一点我想交通的，他们把这件事情带到主的面前。
That they did not deal with them themselves, but they gave it to the Lord.
他们没有用自己的方法去处理这件事，反而他们把这件事交在主的手中。
And then we look at chapter 14, verse 10.
然后我们看14章第十节。
When the whole congregation wanted to stone them with stones.
当全会众说拿石头打死二人。
What happened?
什么发生呢？
The glory of the Lord appeared.
神的荣光在会幕中向以色列众人显现。
The Lord proved who is on his side.
神显出谁站在神的那一边。
And I think this is a very important lesson we can learn in our lives.
这是我们在一生中非常重要学的一个功课。
Now when we have conflict or disagreement with others,
当我们跟别人有矛盾有不同意，
our immediate response tends to be defensive.
第一个反应，我们就是要为自己辩护。
That we want to argue with them.
我们想跟别人争论。
I want to prove I am right, you are wrong.
我要证明我是对的，你是错的。
That I need to fight for myself, fight for my rights.
我要为我自己的我认为我对的，我自己的权利而去争论。
That I fight for my pride here.
我要为我的骄傲去争论。
There can be no misunderstanding. You need to know I am right.
这里没有误会的，我就是对的。
That I need to fight for justice.
我要为公义，我要争公义。
Everyone needs to know that you are wrong, I am right.
每个人都要知道你错，我对。
Brothers, sisters, is this how we feel?
弟兄姊妹，这是不是我们想的呢？
Maybe some of us are not outward, so we don't show it, but we feel it in our hearts.
或者我们表面没有表现出来，但我们心里其实是这么感觉。
But are we able to give it to the Lord?
但我们是否能把这事交给主呢？
Can we see that the Lord is in control?
我们能够看见说主仍然在掌权。
In His timing, the Lord will do His work.
在他的时间，主会做他的工作。
The Lord is the one who justifies us, not us ourselves.
是主为我们伸冤，不是我们自己为自己伸冤。
We give it to the Lord will fight our battles for us.
当我们把这个交给主，主为我们征战。
And the second, I want to share the second thing we can learn.
第二件我们可以学到的功课
is that they love their brethren.
他们爱他们的弟兄姊妹。
I want to ask you a question.
我想问你一个问题。
How would you feel if you were Joshua and Caleb?
假如你是约书亚和加勒，你会怎么感觉呢？
It's because of these 10 spies we need to waste 40 of the best years of our lives in the wilderness.
就因为这十个探子，我浪费我人生中最好的40个年。
Joshua and Caleb entered the land of Canaan when they were very old men.
当约书亚跟加勒进入迦南地的时候，他们已经很年迈。
We know Caleb could not even get his inheritance until he was 85 years old.
加勒甚至他不能得着他产业，直到他85岁。
You know, I would feel it is so wasteful. It's because of these 10 spies, we could have already gone in.
我会觉得这真是浪费我时间。假如没有那十个探子，我早就进去了。
Joshua and Caleb could have been very upset with their fellow brethren.
约书亚和加勒他们心里面可能为着这些弟兄姊妹他心里很沮丧
But yet we don't see any complaining from them
但我们看见在他们口中没有一句的怨言
They still love the Israelites
他们仍然爱以色列人
And a brother shared this phrase that I think really touched me
有位弟兄他交通这句话非常的摸着我
He said You have a reason to be upset But you don't have the right to be upset
你有你的理由沮丧但你没有权利去沮丧
I want to share this one more time You have a reason to be upset But you don't have the right to be upset
我想再讲一次你有你的理由沮丧但你没有权利去沮丧
What does this mean?
这什么意思呢
We have consecrated ourselves to the Lord
我们已经把自己奉献给主
We have given him all our rights
我们把我所有的权利都已经给主
We have even given him our right to be upset
我们甚至把我能够觉得沮丧的权利有给主。
And before I didn't even think about, you know, we give our rights to things or our rights to decisions we make.
以前我只想到说，我只是把我做决定事情的权利交给主。
But even our emotions, our reactions, we have given this right to the Lord.
但甚至我们的情感，我们的意念，我们把这个权利也交给主。
So we don't even have the right to be upset.
所以我们没有沮丧的权利。
When we look at Caleb and Joshua, they had a good reason to be upset.
当我们看约书亚和加勒，他们有足够的理由去觉得很沮丧。
The other 10 spies, not only were they against them, they disobeyed God's command.
这十个探子，他不仅反加勒、约书亚，他们不顺服神。
If they were upset, they could say, this is righteous anger.
假如他们沮丧，他们说这是义怒。
Because you disobeyed God.
因为你不顺服神。
But we see even though they had a good reason, even the best reason to be upset,
即使他们有最好的理由去沮丧，但他们没有。
That they couldn't be upset, they love their brethren.
他们没有沮丧，他们爱他们的弟兄姊妹。
And in fact, their sorrow and sadness was because they wanted their brethren to enter the land with them.
反而他们心中觉得忧伤，因为他巴不得他的弟兄姊妹跟他们一起进入迦南地。
And then when we look at the times we get upset in our lives.
当我们回顾我们生活中，我们心里觉得沮丧的时候
，many times we're upset actually because of a misunderstanding.
有时候其实我们沮丧是因为误会
，or sometimes we're upset, but we are actually the one who is in the wrong.
有时候我们沮丧，但其实我们是错的。
But then there are times where we actually have a good reason to be upset.
但有时候我们可能有很好的理由我沮丧。
But no matter the case, I hope we can remember this phrase, the statement.
但不管如何，我希望我们能够记住这句话。
That you have a reason to be upset, but you don't have the right to be upset.
你有理由沮丧，但你没有权利沮丧。
I think this is something that we can really practice in our daily lives.
我想这是我们在日常生活中能够操练的。
That all we react to so many things is this reaction from the Lord or is it just the same way the world reacts?
我们有很多事情去应对，我们的反应是跟世人一样吗？还是我反应是从主来的？
And we see we consecrate ourselves, we give the Lord our rights.
我们看见我们奉献给神，就把我的权利交给神。
But this is also what it means to deny ourselves.
其实这也是舍己是什么意思？
And when we see we don't have the right, it allows us to forgive others and it allows us to love others.
当我看见我没有这个权利，这帮助我赦免别人，也爱别人。
When others mistreat us or wrong us, we won't get upset, but we can forgive and love them.
别人可能对我做了不好的事情，但是我能够赦免他，并且爱他。
And I also wanted to look at how Moses demonstrated his love for the Israelites.
我也想看摩西怎样向以色列百姓显出他的爱。
Starting from verse 11, we see there's a passage when God is talking to Moses.
从民数记14章11节开始我们看见神如何对摩西说
I want to just read two verses in verse 11 and 12
我们只看十一跟十二节。
Then the Lord said to Moses, How long will these people reject me? And how long will they not believe me with all the signs which I have performed among them? I will strike them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and I will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they.
耶和华对摩西说，这百姓藐视我要到几时呢？我在他们中间行了这一切神迹，他们还不相信我要到几时呢？我要用瘟疫击杀他们，使他们不得承受那地，叫你的后裔成为大国，比他们强盛。
God told Moses that because of the disobedience of the Israelites, he would destroy them and make a nation from Moses.
神对摩西说，因着以色列人的悖逆，我会把他们击杀，让你的后裔成为大国。
What would you say if you were Moses in this situation?
假如你是摩西，你会怎么说呢？
Would you say, finally, God, these people who have been complaining and causing so much issue for me?
我会说，终于这些发怨言给我带了很多麻烦的百姓。
And now I can finally enter the land of Canaan.
我终于可以进迦南地了。
But what did Moses say?
但摩西怎么说呢？
If we look at verse 19,
假如我们看十九节。
Moses said, Pardon the iniquity of this people, I pray, according to the greatness of your mercy, just as you have forgiven this people from Egypt even until now.
求你照你的大慈爱赦免这百姓的罪孽，好像你从埃及到如今常赦免他们一样。
Moses' reaction is very different than how we would react.
摩西的反应跟我们的反应是很大不同。
Moses loved God's people and did not want them to be destroyed.
摩西爱神的百姓，他不想神的百姓被击杀。
Moses was willing to suffer with his people.
摩西愿意和神的百姓一同受苦。
Despite all the rebelliousness, the disobedience, and the complaints of the Israelites, Moses still loved them.
不管以色列人的悖逆不顺服，摩西仍然爱他们。
And Moses was willing to wander in the wilderness 40 years with them.
摩西愿意跟他们一同在旷野流浪四十年。
Moses had the chance to enter the land of Canaan right there.
其实摩西在那个时候就有机会进迦南地。
But we know because of this choice Moses made.
但我们看着因着摩西所做的决定。
Because of his love for his brethren.
因着他对弟兄姊妹们的爱。
We know that as a result, Moses never entered the land of Canaan.
我们知道结果是摩西没有进入迦南地。
And so, I think I was just really touched when I saw...How Joshua and Caleb and Moses, how they were able to love their fellow Israelites.
当我看见摩西、约书亚和迦勒怎样对他们的以色列，怎么对以色列百姓，我心里很被摸着。
And then I asked myself, how do I love the brothers and sisters in the church?
我就问我自己，在聚会中的弟兄姊妹，我怎么爱他们？
That we see a brother or sister who is far from the Lord and doesn't care.
当我们看见一个弟兄或一个姊妹离主很远，好像漠不关心的样子。
That I feel we are so quick to judge.
我们非常快的就论断。
And we have our Bible knowledge. We say, this is a wicked and lazy servant.
我们有圣经知识，我们说这是又恶又懒的仆人。
And so we feel I don't have to love or I cannot love this brother.
我们会说我不能够去爱这个弟兄，这个弟兄我爱不起来。
That we only love those who are very lovable.
我只爱可爱的弟兄。
But is that what the Lord tells us?
这是不是主跟我们讲的呢？
Lord calls us to love each and every one, just as the Lord has loved all of us.
主让我们彼此相爱，就如同主爱我们所有的人。
And if we can see things from the heavenly perspective, how God sees things,
假如我们从属天的眼光去看这个事情，如同神怎么看这个事情。
God has made all of us children of God.
神让我们都成为神的儿女。
God has putAll of us as members in one body.
我们都是神身体当中的肢体。
That just as another brother or sister needs you,
当弟兄姊妹需要你的时候
another brother or sister needs you,
别的弟兄姊妹需要你
you also need every brother and sister.
你也需要别的弟兄姊妹
because we are members of one body.
因为我们都是身体中的肢体。
I feel like before when I was thinking of members of one body, I thought, oh, we all have a different function to serve God.
但我只想到身体中的肢体，我只想到我在身体中有不同的功用去服侍神。
But actually, they all need one another too.
但其实每一个肢体需要彼此。
So I hope if we can see things from this perspective,
所以我想我们要从这个角度去看事情。
Then no matter if the brother or sister is unlovable or we can't get along,
假如有个弟兄姊妹我觉得不可爱或者我不能够跟他相处
I need to love this brother and sister I need to serve this brother and sister
我需要爱这个弟兄爱这个姊妹服侍他们
And so we might think this is so difficult.
我们可能会觉得这很困难。
But let it not stop us from doing it.
但是这不拦阻我们去行。
And what is the key here that we need to see?
这里我们所看见的关键是什么呢？
It's that we need to have this heavenly view.
我们需要有这个属天的眼光。
Because from the earthly view, it is impossible for us to see brothers and sisters this way.
因为按着属地的眼光是不可能这样看弟兄姊妹。
But from the heavenly perspective, when we see how much God loves all of us, then we can also love.
从属天的眼光，我们看见说神多么爱他的每一个儿女，所以我要爱弟兄姊妹。
So I hope we can see that having a heavenly wisdom is actually a foundation for all these spiritual things.
所以我们看见说有属天的智慧是这些事情所有这些事情的根基。
Without heavenly wisdom, we can't even understand spiritual things.
没有属天的智慧，我们不能领悟属灵的事。
And without heavenly wisdom, then we bring in all these wicked thoughts and we cannot please God.
当我们有属地的智慧，我们把这些恶的思想都带进来，不能够讨神的喜悦。
But if I have a heavenly wisdom,
但假如我有一个属天的智慧，
I will see that my God is greater than all my enemies, all my trials.
但我能看见说，神比我所有的仇敌，比我所有的试验都要大。
If I have this heavenly wisdom, I will see everything that happens to me is from God, belongs to God, so I bring it to God.
所以发生在我们事情说每一件都是出于神也是属于神所以把它带到神的面前
And if I have this heavenly wisdom I will see my rights belong to God So even if I have a reason to be upset I have no right to be upset
有的这个属天眼光我们知道我所有权利都属于神我有理由去沮丧但我没有权利去沮丧
And if I have this heavenly wisdom I will see how precious every brother and sister is in the sight of God So I also love them.
有这个属天眼光，我们能看见说，我们要像神一样爱每一个弟兄姊妹。
So, I hope that we can see that in our difficulties following God, it all starts with our minds.
所以我们看见说，我们跟从主的难处都是从我们的心思来的。
And we can see things the way God sees them. All of a sudden, the way is made clear.
假如我们能够从神的眼光去看事情，很多事情一下子就清楚了。
And I also hope that we can see how serious this matter of having an earthly mind is.
我也想强调，假如我们都是属地的眼光，这事情多么严重。
It is so important. We need to renew our minds.
所以我们心意的更新是多么的重要。
All these years, through our education, through all the things around us, the world is feeding us all these things from Satan.
这么多年来我们所受的教育世界所给我们的让我们这个人充满了属地的眼光
We need our minds to be renewed to be full of the things of God to be full of His heavenly wisdom
我们的心灵需要被更新所以我里面所充满的是属天的智慧属天的眼光
And so I hope we are not only looking at other brothers and saying Oh you need to have heavenly wisdom Oh you need to have that But we look at ourselves
我希望我们不是指着人说你要有属天眼光你要有属天智慧而是我这个人先要有
But I need to have this heavenly wisdom.
我需要有属天的眼光，属天智慧
，so that I can follow the Lord in my personal life.
所以我能够从我个人的生活跟从神
，but also in the church life that I can bring in the life of the Lord.
并且从聚会的生活，我能够把生命带进来。
So we need our minds to be renewed and have this heavenly wisdom.
我们需要我们心的更新，有这个属天的智慧。
And that concludes my sharing. I'll give our time to our brother.
这是我所交通的，把时间给弟兄。弟兄姊妹，我们一同读三处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let us read three Bible verses.
第一处，我们翻到彼得前书第五章第六节。
Let us first read 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6.
彼得前书第五章第六节。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到的时候，他必叫你们升高。
Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time.
第二处，我们翻到哥林多后书十章四到五节。
Next, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5.
哥林多后书十章四到五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5.
我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒。将各样的计谋各样拦阻人认识神的那些自高之事一概攻破了又将人所有的心意夺回使他都顺服基督
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
第三处在同一章 十章第八节。
And the third passage is in the same chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 8.
十章第八节。
Chapter 10, verse 8.
主赐给我们权柄是要造就你们，并不是要败坏你们。我就是为这权柄稍微夸口，也不至于羞愧，也不至于惭愧。
For even if I should boast somewhat more about our authority which the Lord gave us for edification and not for your destruction, I shall not be ashamed.
我今天想和大家交通一同思想的题目就一个字。
I want to share with brothers and sisters one word.
服
Surrender.
最近我们弟兄跟我们一同交通到心意的更新。
Recently, our brother has been sharing with us renewing of the mind.
我们刚刚读的第二处圣经哥林多后书十章四到五节。
In the second passage we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5,
圣灵借着保罗告诉我们，
The Holy Spirit through Paul tells us,
心意的更新不是为了让我有一个更超越的心思。
That, when we have a, renew our mind, it's not just so that I have a,
more superior
feeling.
让我觉得我的心思比别人的心思更属灵。
That I feel that my mind is more superior, is better than your mind.
心意的更新有一个结果。
But there is an outcome of renewing your mind.
为着一个目的。
There's a purpose.
就是顺服基督。
It's to surrender to the Lord.
我们知道神的工作有一个目的。
We know the work of God, there is a purpose.
就是万有伏在我们主基督耶稣的脚下。
Is that all things are under the feet of the Lord Jesus.
当魔鬼带进堕落之后，
When Satan brought in corruption,
他一直在跟神争夺一个事情。
He has been fighting with one thing with God.
到底听谁的？
Who should people listen to?
到底权柄和敬拜归给谁？
Who does the authority and worship belong to?
我们这些从悖逆中生出来的人，
We are people who are born out of disobedience.
我们一生也在跟神争这个事情。
Our whole lives we are fighting with God the same thing.
到底是听我的还是听神的？
Should I listen to myself or should I listen to God?
所以神为了救我们，
And because God wants to save us,
为了彻底的救我们，
To thoroughly save us,
让我们能够跟他的旨意有份，
So that we can have a part in his inheritance.
所以神让我们一生都走顺服的道路。
We can have a part in His will, so our whole life we walk a life of surrender to Him.
特别是假如你有心愿，我真的要把我自己彻底的奉献给神。
Especially if I have a desire, I want to thoroughly surrender, consecrate myself to the Lord.
我要做主耶稣的门徒。
I want to be the servant, disciple of the Lord.
门徒一生的路就是服下来的路。
The whole way of the disciple is the way of surrender.
在马太福音的结尾，
At the end of the book of Matthew,
当主耶稣说，你们去，使万民成为我的门徒。
Jesus tells them and says, Go, therefore make disciples of all the nations.
主耶稣在说这句话之前，主耶稣特别说，
And before this, the Lord specially says,
天上地上地下所有权柄都归给我了。
All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
所以门徒一生的路就是认识权柄的路。
So the entire way of the disciples is to know authority.
就是服下来的路。
To surrender.
所以我想我们今天一同思想这个题目。
So let us consider this topic together.
有两个点我想我们可以一同思想。
I want to share two points that we can meditate on.
第一个点，我们为什么服不下来？
The first point, why can't we surrender?
我们刚刚读的第二处圣经，
The second passage that we read,
保罗告诉我们，
Paul tells us,
一个人的心意要被夺回，要顺服基督，
For one's mind to be captured and obtained, surrender to the Lord,
有两件事情需要被攻破，
There are two things that must be dealt with.
这两件事情是坚固的营垒，是非常难攻破的。
And these two things are strongholds. It is very hard to pull them down.
假若这两件事情没有被攻破，
And if these two things are not dealt with,
心意不可能被夺回。
Then your mind cannot be obtained by the Lord.
一个人不可能服下来。
And you cannot surrender to the Lord.
第一件事情，
The first thing,
保罗说各样的计谋。
Paul says casting down arguments.
英文会让我们更清楚计谋是什么意思。
It is very clear in English, arguments.
就是 argument, 就说是理由讲理。
This argument is reasons and reasoning.
说理由是一个坚固的营垒。
And so we see that arguments or reasoning is a stronghold.
理由包围着我这个悖逆的心思。
And it encircles our rebellious mind.
理由支持着我这个悖逆的心思。
And it supports this mind of disobedience.
理由保护着我这个悖逆的心思。
It protects this mind of disobedience.
这个理由就像坚固的营垒，让我心思不能够被神夺回来。
This argument and reason is a huge reason why we cannot have our minds obtained by God.
我们常常因着一个理由，我不能够顺服从圣灵来的提醒。
Because of one of these reasons, we cannot obey a reminder from the Holy Spirit.
因着一个理由，我听不进弟兄姊妹向我说的话。
Because of this reason, I cannot accept the words that brothers and sisters speak to me.
因着一个理由，因着我一个认定的东西。
Because of a reason, because I acknowledge it.
我发现我的看法怎么样也转不过来。
No matter what, I cannot change my view.
我的感觉怎样也不能够被抚平。
And my feelings cannot be comforted.
我以为我站在对的那边。
I thought I was standing on the right side.
我以为我站在有理的那边。
I thought I was standing on the side of reason.
但其实我的思念就变为虚华，无知的心就昏暗了。
But in fact, my mind was destroyed and it was full of chaos.
我整个人就落入苦读和迷茫当中。
That my thoughts were futile and I fell into bitterness and confusion.
我就变得很刚硬，变得很封闭。
And my heart became hardened and I shut myself in.
所以我们的理由需要被攻破。
And so our reasoning needs to be cast down.
理由需要被打掉。
It needs to be destroyed.
但是这个事情非常的不容易。
But it is not easy.
很多时候神打掉我们外面的事情。
Many times God cast down the outward things.
但我们的里面的理由没有被打掉。
But the inner reason in our heart still has not been cast down.
我们看扫罗追杀大卫。
Let us look at when Saul was persecuting David.
无论扫罗有多少次机会，
No matter how many chances Saul had to kill David,
有多少计谋
，No matter how many schemes he had,
每一次都被神打掉。
Every time it was destroyed by God.
但是扫罗心中要杀大卫的理由
，But Saul's reason to kill David,
他要杀大卫这个坚持
，His insistence and persistence on wanting to kill David,
无论怎样都没有被打掉。
That reason was never destroyed.
我们知道扫罗他是一个战士
，We know that Saul was a
Warrior.
He's a warrior.
所以他拿枪要杀一个人是容易的。
So for him to pick up a sword to kill someone is not a difficult task.
并且那个地方，那个房间可能没有很大。
And even in that room, it's probably not very big.
但是每次都让大卫能够逃过去。
But each time David escaped.
扫罗想两次用非利士人的手害大卫。
Twice Saul wanted to kill David with the hand of the Philistines.
但大卫能够提前并且按时超额完成任务。
But yet, David, ahead of time in secret, David was able to overcome this trial.
祭司扫罗的女儿、扫罗的儿子都帮助大卫脱险。
The priest, Saul's daughter, and even his son were all helping David.
当扫罗要派人去捉拿大卫的时候，神扰乱这件事情。
And when Saul sent messengers to take David, God interfered with this.
他们都受感说话，连扫罗自己也赤身肉体受感说话。
That they all prophesied, and even Saul himself lay down naked and prophesied.
扫罗在山的这边走，大卫和跟随他人在山的那边走。
When Saul was on this side of the mountain, David and his men were on the other side of the mountain.
扫罗他们的人已经四围围住大卫。
That when Saul and his men encircled David all around,
忽有使者报信，非利士人犯境。
A messenger came and said, "Hurry and come, for the Philistines have invaded the land."
扫罗不得不回去攻打非利士人。
Saul had no choice but to return from pursuing David.
所以我们看见，无论多少次，扫罗的计谋都被神打掉。
So we see that no matter the time, every chance he had was disrupted and cast down by God.
但扫罗的主张，他心中的理由，像一个坚固的营垒，没有被攻破。
But Saul's reason, his mind, was this stronghold that could not be pulled down or cast down.
所以扫罗一生都没有得着改变。
And so Saul's whole life, he never changed.
弟兄姊妹，神打掉我们外面的事。
Brothers and sisters, God cast down, pulled down these outward things.
我们里面的事，我们里面的理由，有没有也被神打掉？
But has our inner reason also been cast down by the Lord?
神可能打掉我们外面的事情很多次。
Maybe God has dealt with our outward things many times.
我们里面的理由，我们里面的坚持，有没有也被神打掉？
But our inner reason, our persistence, has that also been pulled down by the Lord?
所以刚硬和悖逆常常是走在一起。
And so we see that stubbornness and disobedience go hand in hand.
假如我里面的理由没有被打掉,
if the reason within me has not been dealt with,
我不可能服下来。
There is no way I can surrender to the Lord.
有时候神给我们一个环境,
sometimes the Lord gives us a circumstance.
我只是人在这个环境当中。
I am physically in this circumstance.
但因着我没有服下来,
but because I do not surrender,
我其实没有从神的手中接过这个环境。
I did not actually receive the circumstance from the hand of God.
我就浪费了这个环境。
And I have in fact wasted this environment.
我一直在这个环境当中兜圈。
I'm spinning around in circles in this environment.
我得不着这个环境要给我的好处。
And I cannot gain the benefit that this environment is providing for me.
常常我们属灵的追求只要卡在一个地方。
If our spiritual pursuit is stuck somewhere,
我们的寻求卡在一个地方。
Or our seeking is stuck somewhere.
很有可能就是我里面那个理由，我里面那个坚持，我没有被神打掉。
Very often it's because there's a reason in our heart. There is an insistence that has not been pulled down.
什么时候有理由，什么时候我们属灵走的路就停下来。
Every time there is a reason, that is the time that our spiritual walk stops.
不仅没法往前，我们甚至落入一个非常可怕的黑暗当中。
Not only can we not move forward, but we fall into a very terrible darkness.
除了各样的理由。
And not only all these reasons,
第二件事,
the second point,
保罗说你们要把各样的自高之事也攻破了。
Paul tells us that you need to tear down all these high things.
保罗说这些自高之事是拦阻人认识神的。
He says that these high things prevent us from knowing the Lord.
是对抗 against 人认识神的。
These are against us from knowing the Lord.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这些自高之事抬的比神还高。
Because these high things exalt themselves higher than God.
比神还重要。
More important than God.
所以它是对抗认识神的。
So it is against, opposed to knowing God.
我记得曾经有一段时间。
I remember there was a time.
因着我里面有一件事情我服不下来。
Because of the thing, something in my heart, I was unable to surrender.
我心里也觉得很苦。
And I felt very bitter in my heart.
那时候我来聚会，我就听年长弟兄讲了两个故事。
And I came to the meeting and I heard our elder brothers share two stories.
第一个故事，
The first story.
从前有位弟兄，
There was a brother.
他信主之后他父母离婚了。
After he believed in the Lord, his parents divorced.
这件事情在他心里面过不去。
And in his heart, he could not get over it.
他一直在问神为什么让我的父母离婚。
And he continued to ask the Lord, why did you allow my parents to be divorced?
从此他就不去聚会。
And from then on, he did not go to meetings.
还有一位弟兄，
There's another brother.
他是来读 PhD 的。
He came to study for his PhD.
在他之前呢，也有一位弟兄来读 PhD。
Before, there was another brother who also came to study his PhD.
然后那位弟兄的导师跟他说，你不是读 PhD 的材料，你回去读 Master。
And that brother, his advisor told him that you do not have what it takes to be a PhD. Why don't you go study a master's instead?
那位弟兄服下来。
And that brother surrendered.
然后几年之后他导师跟他说，
Few years later, his advisor told him,
你把你 master 所做的事情整理一下，你就可以拿 PhD 毕业。
His advisor told him to organize the work he did as part of his master, and then he could get a PhD.
所以神把这 PhD 还给他。
And so God returned to him his PhD.
然后那个弟兄听见这个事情。
So this brother heard that story.
他那时候也刚好他导师跟他说，你不是读 PhD 的材料，你回去读 master.
And in fact, he was going through that same thing because his advisor told him that you do not have what it takes to be a PhD. Go back and do a master's.
他就想发生在那个弟兄身上的事也发生在我身上。
And so he thought, what happened to that brother can also happen to my life.
但是神没有复制这个经历。
But God did not support this experience.
他最终没有拿 PhD.
And in the end, he did not get his PhD.
他问为什么别的弟兄可以，我就不可以。
So he asked the Lord, why did this brother get a PhD, but I can't?
因着这个为什么，
Because of this why,
他从此不再聚会。
From then on, he did not go to meetings anymore.
我其实听这两个故事我听过很多遍。
I've heard these two stories many times.
我之前听都没有感觉的。
In the past when I heard, I did not have any feeling.
我那次听我很有感觉。
But that time when I heard, I had a strong feeling.
因为一个人能信主就很不容易。
Because it is already very difficult for someone to believe in the Lord.
已经很难得了。
It is very rare.
我们去传一下福音我们就知道。
If we have ever shared the gospel, we know.
就因着一件事情跟主过不去。
Because one thing that they cannot get over with the Lord.
一个为什么跟主过不去。
Because of one why they cannot get over.
从此服不下来。
From then on, they cannot submit or surrender.
我们能不能问为什么？
Can we ask why?
我们能不能寻求？
Can we seek?
我们要不要寻求？
Do we need to seek?
当然要寻求。
Of course we need to seek.
寻找才能寻见。
Because only those who are seeking will find.
但什么时候我的寻求比神还高？
But if any time my seeking becomes higher than my Lord.
我的问题比神还重要。
My why, my questions become more important than my Lord.
我的为什么比服侍神还重要。
My why becomes more important than serving the Lord.
什么时候我就服不下来。
It is at that time that I will be unable to surrender.
我就不可能寻见。
And I cannot find.
如果我的问题比神给我开的门还要宽，
If my question is greater than the door the Lord has opened,
比神要给我开的门还要高
and it's higher than the door the Lord has opened.
无论主耶稣怎么给我开门
no matter how many doors the Lord opened,
我不可能进这个门
I cannot enter the door.
有一些人
for some people,
他的需要跟他的环境是他的至高之事
that their need and their environment, this is their high thing.
我们有没有说过这样的话
Have we ever said these words?
或者听过这样的话
or heard these words?
假如神没有满足我这个需要
If God does not fulfill this need
假如神没有扭转这个环境
If God does not change this circumstance
我就感受不到神的爱
I cannot feel God's love
我就没办法把自己奉献给神
And I cannot consecrate myself to the Lord
有一些人他的追求好的属灵感觉是他的至高之事
Some people's high thing is that they seek the spiritual feeling
他们说我来聚会就是因着有平安的感觉
I come to meeting for this feeling of peace
那假如以后神不是每次都给你这种感觉呢
But what if in the future God does not give you this feeling every time?
你还要信这位神吗
Will you still believe in the Lord?
你还要认识这位神吗
You still want to know this Lord?
你还要跟从这位神吗
So follow the Lord?
你还要服侍这位神吗
Will you still serve this Lord?
什么时候我的感觉比神还高
Whenever my feelings are placed higher than the Lord
我的感觉比神的话还高
My feelings are placed higher than the word of God
我的感觉就成我的至高之事
And my feelings have become the high thing
有些人情感是他们的至高之事。
For some people, emotions is their high thing.
情绪一来根本没办法聚会。
And when there's issue with their emotion, they cannot even come to meeting.
情绪一来根本没办法交通。
When their emotions, affect them, they can't even have fellowship.
情感一来所有的原则都靠边站。
And from their emotions, they have no principle. They put them all to the side.
弟兄姊妹我们请不要误会。
Brothers and sisters, do not misunderstand this.
我们绝对不是追求到一个地步，我这个人没有需要了。
We are not pursuing the Lord to a point that I have no more need.
我没有情感了。
I have no more emotion.
我没有感觉了。
I have no feeling.
但是我们可以，我们会有眼泪。
But indeed, we will shed our tears.
我们会有叹息。
We will sigh.
但是什么时候我伤心的感觉
But anytime my hurt feeling
我痛苦的感觉
My painful feeling
比神还高
If we exalt that higher than our Lord
比神还重要
More important than our Lord
我就发现我没办法认识神
We find that we cannot know our Lord
什么时候我觉得我很重要
Whenever we think I am important
我的感受很重要
My feelings are important
我就发现有一个至高之事拦阻我认识神
We find that there is this high thing that is holding us back from knowing our Lord
有些人字句是他们的至高之事。
For some people, it is the letter, the words that are their high thing.
法利赛人和文士只看字句。
The Pharisees only wanted these letters.
他们拒绝生命的主。
They rejected the Lord of life.
有一些人他的安排和他的计划是他的至高之事。
For some people, their plan and arrangement is their high thing.
他们的 routine 是他们的至高之事。
Their routine is their high thing.
不能够被打破。
And this cannot be disrupted.
不能够被打乱。
This cannot be changed.
一打乱非常的 frustrated.
And once their plans are disrupted, they're incredibly frustrated.
有一些人他的判断跟他的建议是至高之事。
For some, their opinions and suggestions are the high thing.
我们在一起聚会
When we gather together,
我们可不可以有看法呢
Can we have the way we see things?
我们可不可以有建议呢
Can we have suggestions?
但什么时候我的看法成我心中的坚持
But when the suggestion becomes the insistence in our hearts,
什么时候我的看法成我心中的至高之事
Whenever the suggestion becomes the high thing,
我整个人就从身体的地位中跌出去
Then at that moment, I fall out of the position of being in the body of Christ.
甚至有的时候
Even sometimes,
我们服侍的事情成为我的至高之事
Even our service becomes a high thing
有一次我听一位弟兄交通
I once shared a brother share
他说有些人、啊、是 project oriented
He said that some people are project oriented
只看事情
They only look at things
我一听这不讲我自己
I said, is this not talking about me?
马大是被什么事情 distract 呢？
What was Martha distracted by?
马大不是因为爱世界被 distract。
Martha was not distracted by worldly things.
马大是因为她要服侍主，被服侍的事情 distract。
Martha was distracted by her service to the Lord.
什么时候我觉得我的服侍比我要服侍的主还重要？
Anytime we feel that my service is more important than the Lord I am serving.
什么时候我就觉得我的服侍比别人的服侍还重要？
If I feel my service is more important than someone else's service,
主就不能够同在。
The Lord cannot be here.
主不能够用这个服侍。
The Lord cannot use this service.
我心里面也觉得空空的。
And within me, I feel empty inside.
我们刚刚读的第一处圣经，
The first passage that we read.
彼得前书他说你们要自卑，服在神大能的手下。
In 1 Peter, it says that you need to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
这句话其实可以这么翻译。
We could also translate it this way.
你们要被削平。
You need to be brought low or trimmed down.
服在神大能的手下。
And submit under the mighty hand of God.
大小的山冈要被削平。
Now every mountain and hill needs to be brought low.
我们各样的自高之事要被削平。
Every high thing needs to be trimmed down and brought low.
我们这个人要被削平。
And me as a person needs to be trimmed down and brought low.
我们才能够服在神大能的手下。
Only then can we surrender under the mighty hand of God.
所以这是我想交通的第一点。
And so this is the first point that I want to share on.
我们的心思是要的。
That we want it in our heart.
心思要被夺回。
Oh, and we want it in our mind, and our mind needs to be gained by Christ.
但是理由是不要的。
But we don't need the reasoning.
至高之事是不要的。
And we don't want the high things.
理由要被打掉。
We need to cast down these reasoning.
至高之事要被削平。
We need to trim down and bring low these
things. 我们才能够服下来，顺服基督。
So that I can only surrender and obey Christ.
第二点我想交通我们为什么要服下来。
The second point I want to share is why we need to surrender.
其实这一个点没什么可交通的。
In fact, there's not much to talk about for this point.
因为神就是权柄。
Because God is authority.
我们人的反应就是顺服。
And so our reaction is surrender.
我读一位年长弟兄的交通。
I read a sharing from an elderly brother.
他说神的荣耀就是权柄。
He says God's glory is authority.
人的荣耀就是顺服。
And man's glory is obedience.
假如我们记得我们读过顺服的生活那一篇。
If we remember reading the article on obedience,
里面有一句话说，
There is a word that says,
在基督徒的生活中，没有什么比顺服更能给神带来荣耀。
In a Christian's life, nothing can bring more glory to God than obedience.
所以这点没什么可解释的。
So there's nothing to explain here.
没有为什么。
There's no why.
我们永远的地位就是服下来。
Because always our position is just to surrender and obey.
但是因着我们益处的缘故，
But for our benefit,
在我们读的第三处圣经，
In the third passage that we read,
保罗跟我们说，
Paul explains to us,
他说神给我们权柄。
Paul gives us authority.
是为了造就你们。
It's for our edification.
不是为了败坏你们。
It's not for destroying us.
所以无论是神绝对的权柄，
So whether it's God's absolute authority,
还是神所委派代表的权柄，
Or it's God's appointed authority,
他的目的是为了造就我们。
His purpose is for edification or for building us up.
我们注意保罗特别说不是为了败坏，是为了造就。
We need to see that Paul specifically says here, it is not for your destruction, but for edification, for building up.
保罗为什么这么说呢？
Why does Paul say this?
因为当一个人服不下来，
Because when someone is unable to surrender,
他面对权柄，他只经历到败坏。
When they are faced with authority, they only experience destruction.
他没有经历到被建造。
They have never experienced being built up.
保罗说是为了建造，不是为了败坏。
Paul says it is for this building up, notfor the destruction.
也就是说是有败坏的。
In other words, there is destruction.
但不是为了败坏。
But it's not for destruction.
这里面败坏这个词在原文。
In the original text, the word destruction,
跟我们刚刚交通的那一节圣经里面攻破的那个词，它就是源于攻破这个词。
It is the same word as the casting down in the previous passage that we read.
所以我们的理由要被败坏。
So our reasons need to be cast down, need to be destroyed.
至高之事要被败坏。
These high things need to be destroyed.
为了我们能够得造就。
So that we can be edified.
我们刚刚读的第一处圣经。
The first passage we read.
你们要自卑，服在神大能的手下。
You need to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
这句话也可以这么翻译。
It can also be said, translated this way.
你们这个人要被削平，
You need to be trimmed down.
在他大能的手下听他的指挥。
and under the mighty hand of God obey His command.
我们知道跟从大卫的勇士当中
We know among David's mighty men
当初有一些是受窘迫的欠债的心理苦恼的
These men were originally in distress, in debt, and discontented.
他们是怎么被造就成为勇士的呢
How can these people be built up into mighty men?
他们跟从大卫的时候
When they followed David,
有一次大卫听说非利士人攻击基伊拉
David heard that Philistines were fighting against Keilah.
大卫求问耶和华，我可不可以去攻打非利士人
？David inquired the Lord if he should go and attack the Philistines.
那时候跟从大卫的人对大卫说
，And at the time, those who were following David said to him,
我们在犹大地尚且惧怕，更何况去攻打非利士人的军旅呢
？They told him, we are already afraid in the land of Judah. How much more if we go to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines?
然后大卫再去求问耶和华
，But then David again inquired of the Lord.
神再说可以去
And the Lord told him, you can go.
这一次没有一个人再有声音
And this time, not one person, spoke up.
他们就跟着大卫
They followed David.
服在大卫的指挥之下
They submitted under the hand of David.
他们大大的杀败非利士人
And they had a great destruction of the Philistines. They struck them with a mighty blow.
这些受窘迫的、欠债的、心里苦恼的人是怎么成为勇士的呢
So how did these people who are in debt, who are in distress and discontented, how could these people become mighty men?
是不是大卫把他们债都还清呢
Did David pay off their debts?
是不是大卫对着心里苦恼的人安慰他们说哎，没事没事抱一抱抱一抱
Did David comfort those who are in distress and say let's hug it out?
是不是大卫把他们的需要都先满足了
Or did David first satisfy all their needs?
成为勇士的路就是服下来的路
But we see that the process of becoming the mighty man is surrender.
成为勇士的第一个条件不在于你的恩赐，不在于你的能力。
The first criteria of being a mighty man is not their gifts or their abilities.
在于你能否服下来。
But whether they could surrender.
我们知道神有两次把扫罗的命交在大卫的手中。
We know God placed Saul's life in David's hand twice.
这个是神试验大卫，你是否认识权柄
？This was God testing David. Do you know authority?
因为大卫即将要成为王
，because David would become the king.
即将要成为权柄
，he would become authority.
所以他自己要先学认识权柄
，so he first needs to know what is authority.
他要先学怎么服权柄
，he needs to know how to surrender, submit to authority.
所以大卫说：“我万不敢伸手害耶和华的受膏者。”
So David says that I dare not.Stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed.
我是服在神大能的手下
Because I surrender under God's mighty hand.
我绝不敢伸手结束主放在我身上的环境
I forbid myself to stretch out my hand to end the circumstance that the Lord has placed in my life.
我觉得跟着大卫的勇士是很受影响
And I think David's mighty men were greatly affected by this.
那个跟大卫说
Once so told David,
神已经把你的仇敌交在你手中，你可以任意待他。
The Lord has delivered your enemy into your hand.
另一个跟大卫说
And you may do to him as it seems to good to you. And another one said to David,
容我将他刺透在地一次就行，不许再刺。
And another one said, let me strike him at once with a spear, and I will not have to strike him a second time.
他们亲眼看着大卫怎么服在神大能的手下。
But they clearly personally saw with their own eyes how David surrendered under the hand of God.
所以当亚沙龙起来背叛大卫的时候
So when Absalom rose up and betrayed David,
这些勇士
these mighty men,
我不能说所有因为圣经没有一一记载
I cannot say all of them because the Bible does not record them one by one.
但我相信很多
But I believe many of them.
他们跟大卫是跟到底的
They followed David all the way to the end.
那时候有足够的理由可以说
There are many reasons.
神已经废弃大卫做王了。
They could say God has rejected David as king.
亚沙龙才是那个合神心意的。
Absalom is the true king after God's own heart.
你看扫罗犯的错，只是等不了跟没有杀尽亚玛利人。
Look at Saul's wrong. He was only not able to wait and not able to kill all the Amalekites.
但你看大卫犯的错。
But look at the sin David committed.
大卫犯的罪。
David's sin.
你看大卫怎么处理暗嫩跟他玛的事情。
And look at how he handled the issue of Amnon and Tamar.
那时候有足够的理由不再跟从大卫。
There are so many reasons they didn't have to follow David.
但这些勇士是跟大卫一直跟到底。
But these mighty men, they followed David all the way to the end.
我们知道大卫预表我们的主耶稣基督。
We know David represents our Lord Jesus.
今天恩典的时代要转移到国度的时代。
Now is the age of grace, but it is transitioning into the age of the kingdom.
不在乎我同不同意。
It is no longer whether I agree or not.
我感觉得到，感觉不得到。
Or whether I can feel it or not.
无论我们有没有准备好。
Whether we are prepared or not.
这个转移是必须会发生的。
This age, this transitioning of the age will happen.
今天主要在地上得着一批勇士为他奋勇德国。
Today the Lord is trying to gain these mighty men who can gain his kingdom for him.
主首先要得着一批服得下来的人。
But first the Lord needs to gain those who can surrender.
因着他们能够服下来。
And because they are willing to surrender.
他们不仅自己被造就成为勇士。
Not only will they be built up to mighty men.
他们能够与见证的建造有份。
But they can also be part of the building up of the testimony.
当亚沙龙这个悖逆的力量要兴起来。
When the rebellion, the power of Absalom rose up to disturb,
要扰乱破坏这个见证
to disturb and damage the testimony.
神手中仍然有一批服得下来的勇士
God still had a people of mighty men who were willing to surrender.
他们与这个见证的存留
and they can be part of the preservation.
与这个见证的延续
the preservation of the testimony, the continuation of the testimony.
能够有份
and they can have a part in it.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我今天想和大家一起思想的两个点。
So brothers and sisters, these are the two points I want to share with you today.
我们要看到我们其实是一个悖逆的人。
We need to see that we are in fact disobedient people.
只是我所受的教育。
It's just that the teaching we have.
我所以前我的成长环境。
The how I grew up, how I was taught.
或者说社交规范。
Or social norms.
或者说我的性格跟我的表达方式
or maybe just my personality, how I express myself
让我显出我好像很顺服
it gives the appearance that outwardly I'm obedient
或者在这个环境中我不得不顺服
or maybe in a certain circumstance I cannot but be obedient
但是神要得着一批服得下来的人
but the Lord is desiring those who can truly surrender
所以我们的理由要被打掉
so our reasoning needs to be cast down
至高之事要被削平
every high thing needs to be trimmed down
我们才能够服得下来
only then can we surrender
服下来是为着一个积极的结果
and this surrender is for a positive result
因为我们的神永远是积极的神
because our God is always a God of positive purpose
只有一个人服下来他才能够被造就
and only when someone surrenders can they be built up
最近年长弟兄跟我们交通
recently elder brothers have been sharing with us
一代一代的过去
generation by generation passes
我们心里面要很惧怕
we need to have a fear in our heart
我们这一代不能够成为一代不认识神也不认识神作为的一代
Our generation cannot be a generation that does not know God nor know God's ways.
一个人不可能不认识神的权柄。
You cannot not know God's authority.
越过认识神的权柄。
The more you know God's authority,
来去认识神。
The more you know God.
一个人不可能不经历权柄在他身上的拆毁和建造。
You cannot not have the experience of God destroying and building up.
来去认识神的作为
To know God's way
所以愿我们都有一颗愿意的心
So may we have the serious heart before the Lord
无论任何的环境
No matter the circumstance
我们心里面都对主说
In our hearts we say to the Lord
主啊我们愿意服在你大能的手下
Lord I'm willing to surrender under your mighty hand
我一生都走顺服的路
All my life I walk the way of surrender
我的一生就是父啊你的美意本是如此的一生
And my whole life is Father For so it seemed good in your sight
我的交通就停在这里
My sharing will end here
主耶稣我们感谢你
Dear Lord Jesus we thank you
我们知道你像我们人的意念如海沙那么多
Lord we know that your mind for us is like the sand of the seashore
你要向我们说的话非常的多因为你的负担是重的
You have so many words to say to us because you have a great burden for us
主啊愿我们听见这些话我们都俯伏在你的宝座面前
May we hear these words and humble and surrender ourselves before your throne
我们心中有任何属地的眼光有任何的坚持和至高之事
If there's anything that is of our earthly mind if there's anything that we insist on or high things
求你都打掉
Please Lord cast down all of these things
帮助我们给我们恩典在你面前永远做一个服得下来的人
Give us grace that we can always be someone who can surrender to you
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus name I pray
Amen 我们今天聚会停在这里
Our meeting will end here today